If you bark, meow, quack, whinny, or have someone in the house that does, this is the talk show for you. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. Rick, we've got a really special treat in this segment. We're going to talk with Dawn Ellis, the Communications and Events Manager for the Capital Area Humane Society, about all of the great things that have been going on there. Thank you so much for coming in, Dawn. We're really happy to have you here.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Rick, I know you went out to the new facility and got a chance to see the brand new cat room that they've built out there. What was that like?
It's top notch. It was exciting for me to get out there because I hadn't been out there in a couple of years, and they've had a lot of different changes. I kind of felt a necessary part to doing this. It's almost as if this show is not complete until we have the Humane Society on. So thank you very much for coming in. And this is like almost the final inaugural talk show.
Took us 9 or 10 weeks,
to get there, but this is great. No, yeah, I did get the chance to go out there and this new fancy room for cats. It definitely has cats in mind. It's not about the show. It's all about the cats, and you can see it when you go out there. You can see it. I talked to Julia Palmer, the president and CEO of the Humane Society out there, and you could tell by the way they were talking and the way they were communicating. The cats that are coming in the future are going to have the best accommodations possible. So I was really more than interested in talking more and more about how this room really makes a difference for cats. So Julia, So Don, why don't you help us out here? Why don't you give us an introduction to the room and how much of a difference this is going to make to the cat community here in the Lansing area?
Well, it's a brand new room. We're very excited about it. It's in 2005 is when we changed over from having the caged holding area for the cats to having one big open room. And it was a bright space. It was pleasant. It was open for the cats. But there's been a lot of notation from experts in cat behavior and cat health that stress management is so important to the cats. Anyone that knows cats knows that they need a consistent routine. They need a lot of love. They need food. They need places to hide from each other. They need places to be calm and quiet. And that was ultimately the goal in the development of this room and the renovation of it, was to keep the cats as healthy and as happy as possible while they're with us. So what we did, with the help of Soldan's Feeds and Pet Supplies, who was just wonderful in helping this project become a reality, is that we divided the space into three smaller suites that ultimately will keep the cats less stressed. And anyone, as with humans, when the cats are with us, they're less stressed. They're going to be healthier. When your stress levels go up, you're more likely to become sick. And we want to keep them as happy and healthy while they're with us as possible. So we divided it up into three smaller rooms. And then these three rooms, we can place the cats together based on their age and ultimately their personality.
Yeah, that's what I was actually interested in, is because you do have one larger room.
We do.
And then two smaller rooms. Mm-hmm. And I saw as the ages got older, they didn't need quite as much space. And the smaller rooms for the older cat and the big room for the little cats, which would make some sense. They probably are better social characters with each other, right?
Yep, absolutely. You're right on with that. We have the caged holding area while they're getting accustomed to the room. But the older cats are a little bit calmer. They have a tendency to not be as rambunctious and play around as much. So they're in the smaller suites that we have, and then the larger one is for the little more active cats.
Sure, and I would imagine that some of these older cats actually are a little more opinionated about the energy level, and they probably don't want all the little cats moving around.
They tend to set the tone for the room.
Sure, yeah. Sure. And now, obviously, not all cats are going to be comfortable with that social setting, and I saw some other arrangements that are there. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we still have some of the cages in our lobby. When you first walk into the shelter, there are some caged areas, and that's the cats that have a tendency to need to be a little more isolated and either don't want to play with the other cats or less social. So they still have what is the best for them. And then in the Capital Cat Commons, we have some cages as well, and that's just to keep them we get them accustomed to the room, to the sights and the sense and the smell of the room, and then they can be released into the suites.
Don, let me ask you this question. If someone wanted to come out and see the cattery, where are you located? How do people, can they see anything online in terms of what you've got available? And what are the hours that people can come out and actually look to adopt an animal?
Well, it's surprisingly convenient to find the shelter. We are located on West Grand River, 4 miles west of the airport.
Okay.
You can get us off of 69, the Francis Road exit, and off of 96, the Grand River exit.
Okay.
So it's very easy to find us.
Yeah, it's like literally right there. If you're if you're driving by on either of those two and look down, you can actually see the facility.
Gotcha. And what are the hours for the adoptions?
We are open to the public Monday through Friday from 12 until 7 p.m., and then on Saturdays from 12 until 5.
Okay. And is there a website where people can go and
course.
Look and see?
Okay. www.cahs-lansing.org.
Okay.
And from there, they can check out all the cats and the puppies and everybody that we have up for adoption.
Fantastic. Well, Dawn, I noticed as part of your title, in addition to communications, that you are also the events manager. And I would imagine that the event that probably is dominating your thoughts right now is the upcoming 7th annual Fur Ball that's going to be taking place on Saturday, April the 17th. Can you tell our listeners about the Fur Ball?
Oh, you are absolutely right on that. The Fur Ball is utmost in our thoughts right now, as it should be. A lot of people don't realize that our shelter actually receives no tax dollars. We are not government funded, so the fundraisers that we do ourselves are very important to us, and the Fur Ball is our biggest fundraiser of the year. Mm-hmm. It is coming up on April 17th. It is our 7th annual. We're holding it out at Eagle Eye Golf Club, and it's such a fun evening. It is a black tie affair. We say black tie and wagging tails are suggested.
Okay.
However, it's not a formal stuffy affair by any means. Our dogs are invited to be there. We have the ultimate doggy spa.
Really?
During the event. You can bring your dog and have them pampered during the event.